Welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, October 17th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of finance news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Network news breaks. Oncotelic Therapeutics Inc., OTLC, positioned to fill critical gaps in cancer care with RNA and small molecule therapies. Oncotelic Therapeutics, a clinical-stage biopharmaceutical company, is pioneering RNA candidates and strategic programs for lethal and overlooked cancers. Their lead candidate, OT-101, is an anti-TGF-beta RNA therapeutic, showing promise in relapsed and refractory cancers, as well as against SARS-CoV-2. With a focus on high unmet need cancers and rare pediatric diseases, Oncotelic is positioned to address gaps in traditional treatments. The company's CEO, Dr. Vuong Tro, has filed over 150 patent applications and holds 39 issued U.S. patents. Through joint ventures like GMP Bio, Oncotelic is advancing its pipeline to strengthen its position in oncology and rare disease therapeutics.
Westvault Mining Inc., EIC, WVMD, gold exposure by holding Nevada gold reserves in the ground. Westvault Mining Inc., listed on the TSX Type V as WWVM and on the OAKS as WVMDF, holds a bullish outlook for gold, choosing to keep its gold reserves in the ground for lower risk and higher long-term returns. The company has de-risked its Hasbrouck gold project in Nevada through a PFS and major permits. With gold's reputation as a hedge against inflation and market volatility on the rise, many investors are turning to the metal for protection. Analysts predict increasing gold prices, with some forecasting prices exceeding $5,000. Or even $10,000 per ounce. Westvault Mining stands out as a value-driven company, focusing on long-term value per share while minimizing development and financing risks until the balance is compelling. For more information, visit Westvault Mining's website at www.westvaultmining.com.
Sprott Asset Management's director of ETFs talks to Benzinga about why gold miners are shining bright these days. Sprott Asset Management's Director of ETFs, Steve Schaffstall, discusses the surge in gold prices driven by currency debasement, geopolitical instability, and economic uncertainty. With global investment funds purchasing 13.5 billion ounces of gold and central banks actively buying gold, the interest in gold is high. Sprott Asset Management offers three gold ETFs, including the Sprott Gold Miners ETF, Sprott Junior Gold Miners ETF, and the Sprott Active Gold and Silver Miners ETF. The Active Gold and Silver Miners ETF, launched in February, leverages the management team's expertise in the gold mining space through active management. Despite the rally in gold prices, investors have been cautious with miners due to past experiences, but Schaffstall believes there is still room for the gold mining market to grow.
Bolton Capital and Trucca to keep the cash flowing for One Choice Logistics. One Choice Logistics, specializing in top-tier aggregate transportation services in South and Central Florida, faced cash flow challenges due to extended accounts receivables. To address this, they partnered with Truckit and Bolton Capital. Bolton funded $400,000 within 48 hours, allowing One Choice to meet financial obligations promptly. By integrating Bolton's rapid payment capabilities with Truckit's e-ticketing platform, One Choice now enjoys seamless invoice processing and faster payments. CEO Nani Bernal praised the partnership for improving efficiency and providing much-needed funding. The collaboration has not only helped One Choice financially, but also eased Bernal's stress, allowing for smoother operations and happier drivers, subcontractors, and customers.
Concerns grow in Silicon Valley about possible AI bubble. Questions are mounting in Silicon Valley over whether the skyrocketing valuations of artificial intelligence firms are truly justified. A growing number of investors and analysts are warning that the sector may be inflating faster than its true potential, raising concerns about a potential financial bubble. What is certain is that some tech companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc., why QBTS, are advancing novel technologies whose full impact will be closely watched by industry experts and investors alike. Copper's outlook remains strong despite recent volatility. Precious metals have surged in price recently, driven by increased demand as investors seek safe haven assets amidst U.S.-China trade tensions. Silver hit $52 an ounce, while gold rose to $4,100. With demand expected to surpass supply, structural deficits may deepen, supporting prices. Companies like Tor Metals Inc. focusing on copper resource exploration, are well-positioned. For the latest updates on Tor Metals Inc., visit the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a leading platform for news and opportunities in the global mining and resources sectors, offering a wide range of communication solutions for companies looking to reach investors and consumers.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.